Dear God in heaven, sorry we haven't spoken in a while, but I thought now would be a good time. For I've sinned and it's eating me up inside. I can't think of anything else. I had to let him go, I loved him. He begged me to end his suffering. But what else could I do? What about me? No one thought about me, it was his own fault. He did it to himself, he just didn't know when to stop. He was killing himself. And I loved him. I had to help him. He was my husband, my lover, my best friend. I should have made him suffer. I should have made him suffer like I'm suffering now. I should have made him go cold turkey, but I was weak. I was always weak around him. He still made me get butterflies in my stomach when he smiled at me. Right up until he couldn't smile no more. He was a beautiful, strong man, my husband. Could charm his way out of any situation until the drugs got him, seized his soul, started with just a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And well, when we lost our home and moved from Ireland, things just got worse. He got more dependent on a stronger fix. I fixed us up in a lovely little shack in the country, patchwork quilts, pots and pans, you know, I really, really tried hard to make it nice, homely. Things just got worse. He just got worse. I can still see him now, lying yellow skin, lifeless, heavy, sleepless eyes. Desperation. I had to do it. So I did. Put him out of his misery. I just gave him that last fix. My hand was shaking. I used to do it with just any old thing, dirty, used. But I wanted to do it properly. Clean, new. So I watched his body go tense and his breath grew shorter. His hand clenched around mine. He forced a whisper out of his parched, dry lips. Thank you. I love you. As his eyes closed, I grabbed him. I cradled him, pulled him close to my chest and held him there, rocking him for hours like a little child.